everyone. We wanted to tell you about a new show we are loving, the Culture Study Podcast with Anne Helen Peterson.
It's a show about exploring the nooks and crannies of the culture that surrounds you. Each week, Anne and a super smart co-host answer listeners' questions about the stuff they find interesting and perplexing, like, why do clothes suck now? Is Paw Patrol propaganda, or is it not that deep? And what's the deal with everyone I know getting a divorce?
Like Anne's tremendously popular newsletter, the Culture Study Podcast is funny, insightful, and kind of weird. And it's guaranteed to help you become the most interesting person at parties. Listen to the Culture Study Podcast every Wednesday, wherever you get your shows.
Lindy!
Lindy,
you know that thing where Welcome to Text Me Back, a comedy and opinion podcast from KUOW about best friends, the best animals, and the worst people. I'm Megan Hatcher Mace.
And I'm Lindy West.
Text me back.
Text me back at once.
Why won't you text me back?
Text me back.
Text me back, Megan. Tidings, time for more delicious tidings. Today's tidings are animal themed. And I'm going to tell you about it.
Okay, yeah, let's go.
That's how excited I am about my personal tidings today.
You sat down and wrote a custom jam.
It ejaculated out of me.
No! You've ruined it. You've ruined
it. It's not a sexual term. It's a, if you read Sherlock Holmes, he'll be like ejaculating quips at Watson all the time.
Nobody's reading Sherlock Holmes.
I am.
You're watching. No. You're watching the PBS series with Benedicto Cumberbatch and Martin Freeman.
Hell no. If I am watching a Sherlock Holmes.
And the hot priest does Moriarty.
No, there's an older Sherlock Holmes with a guy named Jeremy Brett. And it is so good. And you have to watch it. We could talk about it later, but I am not, okay. I'm not watching the Cumberbatch.
I don't think
Sherlock.
Okay, whatever you say.
It strains credulity at every turn.
We should file away for later the various beefs between British dramas, Pride and Prejudice versus Pride and Prejudice.
Okay.
Sherlock Holmes versus Sherlock. Save it for.
So as you know, Megan, I have moved to the woods and I live in the woods. I'm a woodsman. They call it a female woodsman. That's me.
Yep.
And I live on a dirt road in a forest. I am 30 to 40 minutes from any store, even a mart. Sure. There used to be a dump and they closed the dump. So anyways, I live in the woods and we have a visitor.
Gasp.
We've had a visitor creeping around the property in search of, you guessed it, picnic baskets. We got a bear.
Not a bear and his ragtag little son.
I think it's his nephew, but yes.
This man's talking about yoink.
So the whole thing started last week or the week before. I get a phone call from my next door neighbor, Marnie. And when I say next door, you cannot see her house. And Marnie has lived out on the peninsula for decades, full time.
She activated the phone tree for this. That's how serious these tidings were.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She got on the wire. She said, beep, boop, 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 beep, 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 boop, boop. And she called me up and she said, Lindy, I got to let you know, I have scat in my yard.
Ooh.
And then she said, parentheses, poop. She didn't say parentheses, but I could tell that she thought that I didn't know what scat was.
Yeah. As if she needed to inform the female woodsman what scat is.
Shows that you don't know me very well, Marnie, because, I know what scat is.
Marty thought she ate.
Many call me the scat man.
Oh, they don't. Come on.
Well.
Please continue.
Marnie phones me up. She says, Lindy, we got a scat sighting. And then she says, that means that the bears are back. And it's bears plural. There is more than one pile of poop. And I can tell that they came from different animals. So we have at least minimum two bears. And she said, they like my apple tree. We too have some apple trees on the prop.
Ugh.
I scampered out there to our little haunted orchard. And indeed, butt pies. Butt pies.
Oh my God.
On the ground. So.
Wow.
We knew that there are occasionally bears out there because one time my mother captured a photograph of a bear in the yard looking angry.
Oh.
And another time the bear was not seen.
Spooky.
But my husband left some delicious garbage outside and.
That's their favorite snack.
Yeah. It was inside the fence. And our fence is made of wood with really, really stiff wire mesh in between.
Mm-hmm.
The wire mesh is so stiff that a human cannot bend it. This bear peeled back the wire mesh like the cellophane covering on a Hillshire Farms Genoa salami adult Lunchable. And
not an ad.
Entered. If Hillshire Farms wants to send me money or salami, I accept. The bear freaking came in the yard and ate the garbage and then left. We never saw him. But
you willingly moved out there.
Yes.
To be a part of this.
It's part of the spicy local flavor. One time I did see a bear's juicy ass on the road disappearing into the bushes. Oh, and one time I saw a whole bear on the road and then I had to do bear deterrence. Do you know?
Oh, I don't know anything about bear deterrence, okay. And I must have the information at
once. So with a little black bear, what you're supposed to do, and I say little black bear, they're huge and they do kill people. But anyway, so if you encounter a little black bear, you are supposed to make yourself look really big. You are not supposed to run away. You wave your arms in the air. And then this is what all the people do on the bear deterrent YouTube videos that I seek out and watch. It's always our friend Kayak Dad leading a hike.
Whoa, guys, bear. Let's group up.
He goes, hey, bear. Hey, bear. Ho, bear.
Whoa, bear.
All right.
Whoa, bear. Be cool, bear.
Hey there.
Whoa, bear.
All right.
All right. Looks like it's going away. Nice work, guys.
And the bears know what that means.
Yeah. So what you got to do is trigger in the bear a sort of cost benefit analysis. He's like, do I want to eat human meat or do I want to eat apples? If I want the human meat, I have to deal with this guy.
Yeah.
Because a black bear is ultimately a true omnivore and he wants berries and nuts and picnic baskets and he doesn't want human meat necessarily. Right. He wants the path of least resistance. So what you're trying to do with these bears is put some resistance on the path of least resistance to make it look like a big drag.
And also, speaking of problems, there's one.
Ooh,
There's a segue. I freaking love TikTok, dude. And I will be scrolling. My thumb muscles are so strong from the scrolling. And I'm never going to stop scrolling TikTok, Joe Biden. Okay? I'm trying to laugh. You know what I mean? And TikTok has a lot of really funny stuff on there. Pick a teenager's TikTok at random and it'll be funnier than anything a professional comedian
is doing.
I know. Any given teenager is like the funniest person you'll ever meet. As long as the teen's comedy is not directed at you or anything that you're wearing, because you're never going to recover. I don't get served anything on there that is unironically wholesome or genuine in any way. It's all fart jokes and teen roastings, but never anything serious. So the other day I got served this TikTok of this woman who had the most beautiful long flowing locks I've ever seen.
Ooh.
Hair thick as a horse's mane, so shiny, so stunning.
Okay, I'm liking this so far.
And then the whole TikTok is her doing a transition where she changes her exterior decor of her home from like a summer vibe to fall, to fall autumnal decor. And I'm waiting for the joke to drop. I'm waiting for somebody to stitch it with boom, roasted or whatever. So there was no joke. I just was like, I'm sorry, did I just get served a wholesome video with no punchline? And I started to panic a little bit because I was like, have I watched all the available TikToks, and all that was left was
you got to the end of the internet. Like,
yeah, and all that was left was someone's.
Now cousin. You have to sail your little boat to Aslan's country.
Yeah, I know.
Literally.
So I was like, okay, well, that was weird. Back to the fart jokes. And then they started to multiply, and it was the same lady every time. Her name, Lindy, is Caitlin Covington, and she is the official harbinger of fall, much like Mariah Carey tells you when it's time for Christmas.
Right.
This lady, Caitlin Covington, tells you when it's autumn.
Right.
And she is the lady from the Christian Girl Autumn meme.
Our day started with a pumpkin spice latte, of course.
And I was like, oh my God, that's how I know this lady. And I'm getting served her stuff unironically. And as I always say on TikTok, no hate to this creator, no hate to this creator, sure. But it's not really my cup of tea, or it's not really my cup of pumpkin spice latte. And I kept getting more and more of them. And then I got like really deep into her lore, into the Caitlin Covington lore. Mm-hmm. Somebody had posted a picture of her in her fall regalia. Because annually she goes to Vermont to watch the leaves change, which chef's kiss. Oh my God, I love it.
Good night and see you tomorrow for another day in Vermont.
So they post this picture of her with the caption of "Hot girl summer is over. It's time for Christian girl autumn." And it went viral. And people were kind of like pleasantly teasing our girl Caitlin.
Was the meme supposed to be mean?
It was sort of like a pleasant, good faith mocking of the whole production value of Christian Girl Autumn. But I think she began to represent the avatar of a very particular type of person who is a bigot and maybe bullied you at your private Christian school or something.
She's affluent.
You
know, she's white.
She's Southern white. Christian, and you know, there's some baggage that goes along with some of those identities, and so people were really feeling lots of different types of ways about Caitlin Covington. Now, check this out, because I looked it up. I did my Caitlin Covington research on that fine day, and it turns out this lady kind of kicks ass. She's an LGBTQ ally, and she went to BuzzFeed and was like, I want everyone to know I love everyone, and I especially love fall, and I've never hated it in my life. And, you know, lots of people say lots of things, but I was like, I think she's telling the truth. And then it turns out.
This is how they get you.
Actually, if they got you like this, I might get got happily. You know what I mean? So Caitlin Covington's coup de grace is that she ends up donating money to the woman who posted the original meme, had posted a GoFundMe to help fund her transition. And Caitlin Covington gave her $500 to help with her transition. And I was like,
see,
what is happening? So now
that's real Christianity.
I know, dude. So now I'm watching these videos and I'm like, okay, do I want to, as Caitlin Covington would do, purchase a Amazon Basics onesie, $17.99, pair it with the chunkiest fall scarf you've ever seen in your life, as well as a pair of Uggs, drive my RAV4 to Vermont with my baby. I don't have a baby, but let's say my baby and my husband, and just fill it to the brim with pumpkins and make sponsored content in Vermont. And then do I want to go to church after?
Yeah.
Is that what's happening?
I would put money on 1 week from now. You're in Vermont. Mm-hmm. You've got a wagon full of squash, plop a baby on top, and you're taking pictures.
A tiny hay bale in there, apple cider, and I'm going to be sponsored by Amazon Basics, I guess.
Megan, what if she's hiring and you could be her friendly...
Sold.
Scarecrow.
Sold. I'm in. Caitlin, if you're listening, I'm available. You know, one thing that you said in the past that I would like to uplift now at this time is that it's okay to have an unironic, wholesome enjoyment of something. Give yourself that little moment. And that's what Caitlin has for me. I don't need to be black-pilled by politics at all times. I'm going to watch this lady wheel a radio flyer wagon around instead for like 10 minutes. And that will solve all my problems.
It's okay to be nice.
Yeah, it's okay to be nice.
Coming up, I'm going to grant Senator Charlie Brown Chuckwagon Grassley's fondest wish, a lengthy dissertation into Iowa history.
Our show is called Text Me Back, so we want to invite you to our group chat.
Do you have any questions for us about your own friendship dilemmas? Maybe friendships with ghosts? Ooh. Or just some personal tidings of your own? No song needed, but encouraged.
Very encouraged.
We want to include your questions and tidings on the show. So text us to join the Text Me Back text club. Text BFF to 206-926-9955. That's 206-926-9955.
And even if we can't text you back every time, we pinky promise to read all of your texts and think about how to include them in the show.
This podcast is free and it's accessible to everyone thanks to support from listeners like you. If you value this show, please consider supporting its production by donating to our home, KUOW. It only takes a minute to give, and you'll be helping to support the production of this podcast. Make a donation at kuow.org or follow the link in the show notes. And thanks!
Megan, I have a follow-up to something we talked about last week.
I am terrified to ask any follow-up questions.
Okay, so last week you brunged in a story about Charlemagne Grassley.
That's what they call him.
Senior senator from Iowa, and his obsession with the History Channel and how it never plays any actual history, a mm-hmm. concern that I share.
You got to find your allies where you can find them, I guess.
You're a Christian now?
That's true. I'm a Republican. Yeah. That's the breaks.
I can't believe it only took one episode for us to completely reverse course.
Just 4 decades of principles and values out the window.
So there was one tweet in particular from Chuck Grassley that got its little hooks into my heart. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that was the following from September 17th, 2021. Surprise, surprise. No history on History Channel. Today is birthday of Constitution. So why doesn't channel have it on tonight? If you need ideas for programming, let me know. 1, Constitution. 2, Iowa history. 3, U.S. history. 4, real history, etc., etc., etc.
4 distinct possibilities.
Mm-hmm. It got me. I have not been able to stop thinking about this tweet. Mm-hmm. Specifically, what piqued my interest as a history buff, what is going on with Iowa history?
We might never know anything, right?
Because the History Channel,
certainly not going to tell you.
I'm not participating in this media blackout about Iowa history. I'm going to do the documentary research myself.
As Republicans say, I'm going to do my own research. And
I'm going to do my own research.
Yeah.
So I did a deep dive into Iowa history, and I am going to present it to you now thuswise. So Chuck Grassley did not make this distinction, but of course we can assume that when he says Iowa history, is referring to the history of white people in Iowa.
Yeah.
European history of Iowa. So I just want to acknowledge that Iowa is named after the Iowa people. And the history of Europeans in Iowa starts with the same crime that all of American history starts with, which is white people murdering and deceiving and forcibly relocating indigenous people. So then later, the land that would someday become the great state of Iowa was part of the Louisiana Purchase in 1803. Not even good enough. Like, can you imagine being part of a
the most famous purchase?
Yeah.
And of all time. They didn't even bother to call it the Louisiana-Iowa Purchase.
No, I know. And then it doesn't stop there, Megan. From there, the land that would be Iowa became part of Michigan Territory. Ooh. And later, then after that, Wisconsin Territory.
Oh my God.
And 'twas not until 1838.
The year of Chuck Grassley's birth.
That Iowa came into its own as Iowa Territory. 1 point for Iowa, they were in the Union.
Okay.
Although a lot of them were anti-war, which sounds good in 2023, but in the context of the Civil War, not as good. Not so
good. You don't want to be a bystander, maybe. No. I don't know.
Next in Iowa history, there's a statue in a cemetery in Iowa City.
Uh-huh.
And it is an angel. And if you touch it or kiss it and you're not a virgin, you die.
Oh my God.
And
I want to touch it.
I know.
I want to know what happens.
We all do.
Like immediately? Like you drop dead immediately or like?
So the statue is 9 feet tall. And if you touch it at midnight on Halloween, you will drop dead in 7 years. And
oh, come on.
The statue gets blacker and blacker each year due to all of the people that it has killed. Dude. And that's Iowa history.
Wow. I can see why Chuck Grassley wants the nation to know the truth about Iowa. I love the various caveats for the murderous statue.
She's girl bossing 24/7, especially on Halloween.
Especially on Halloween,
it's unclear if what the Halloween of it all has to do with anything. If you're a virgin and you touch it on Halloween, then you still die. I don't know, Megan. This is why we need this kind of investigative journalism on the History Channel, Megan.
Yeah. I have a follow-up question. Be honest. Hmm. How many times did you fall asleep while doing the research for this segment?
Okay. Megan, when Answer you Google
the question,
when
yes
you-
or no question. Actually, it's not a yes or no question. I'm sorry. But you should still answer.
Yes. When you Google Iowa history, not a lot comes up, I gotta say. Due to what on account of the silencing by Big History Channel. And the ancient aliens are probably spraying waves into the airwaves to disrupt the Iowa history getting out. So,
makes so much sense.
What I did find was an hour-long webinar called Iowa History 101. And I did watch the first 5 minutes.
And then what happened?
And then I did succumb to a little snoozeroony.
A little snoozeroony.
Then I woke up 25 minutes later. Then I made a freschetta, Hawaiian.
Trust the process.
And I ate it. And then I went to bed. And then this morning, I Googled most haunted places in Iowa, and it told me about the statue.
Got it. I don't think that we've made the case, even to Chuck Grassley, that Iowa history should air on the History Channel.
Maybe we can finally bestow upon Chuck some peace, and he can let go.
Yeah, we're going to send it directly to Chuck Grassley's office, and even he will be horrified at what we've done here today.
Maybe I'll get the key to the city of Iowa, of Dubuque.
And they can add it to the Iowa History Wikipedia page.
Oh my God. I'm Iowa's foremost historian. Sorry, guy who made the webinar. And actually, truly sorry to that guy who probably worked really hard on the webinar and I disrespected it for absolutely no reason. It was very well researched and I just am sleepy. Also, I love corn.
Next up, we're going to purify ourselves in the healing waters of the algorithm and capitalism. Stick around. You know that thing where your life is stinking up the joint and you're like, if I could just have one singular item, I do feel like the trajectory of my whole life would change and possibly the trajectory of American democracy would shift.
Yes. Those moments when you look in the mirror and you think, I can fix her.
If I could just engage in capitalism a little bit more, I could fix her. I could fix her. So I was having that. Listen, I know that this is going to out me as somebody who never leaves my house and only scrolls. I was on TikTok and basically my feed has been overtaken by TikTok shop. It's very annoying. It's like a bunch of journals. By the way, I've been snookered by many a journal in my ADHD life.
This journal.
You know what I'm not going to say is we'll fix her a journal.
A journal.
Because it won't.
No. You know what? There should be a class action lawsuit against the planner industry.
Big journal.
The ADHD community.
Your time's up. You've been on top too long. So this is not about journal. The journal is not going to fix you. It's not going to fix anyone. They're fake and full of lies. But once every 30 minutes, I was getting served this ad for a bathroom grout cleaner. It was like an electric brush.
I know you struggle with grout.
Girl, you know my grout is a problem. The thing is, I actually do genuinely hate cleaning my bathroom because you have to go in the shower and you have to scrub a dub dub, and I don't have the kind of shower head where you can remove it and rinse it off. So I have to bring in a watering can. I don't know. I'm probably
a watering can.
I don't know. It doesn't make sense, but to me, logistically, it actually makes a ton of sense. Don't ask me any follow-up questions about the watering can. Anyways, so I got this ad for an electric bathroom cleaning brush. And after the eighth or ninth of them, I was like, I do think my life would change forever. I think I could win an award.
Is it one of those ones where it is a cylinder with bristles and you push a button and it
Hell yeah.
whizzes?
Yes, it is that. And it has attachments.
That is the fakest looking thing.
It is the fakest looking thing. But I'm here to tell you it's real because I bought one.
When I say fake, I mean that obviously is a trick. That is a scam. Because, you know, the only thing that takes care of grout, elbow grease.
Nope. Wrong. Because your life could be fixed if you too spent $70.
No, make it.
On an electric brush with attachments, Lindy, attachments. If I just get this, I'm going to be like in Harry Potter looking in the mirror of destiny, like, I won the Quidditch Cup. I'm head boy, except like my grout's clean.
You know those house elves. Every single one of them had a electric grout cleaner.
Dobby getting it in. So I bought one and it arrived. It had a bunch of attachments.
What do the attachments do?
One is a big brush for large areas and one is teeny tiny. One is for grout, which is my number one top prob. And so I used it. And did it change my life?
Yes.
No, it didn't. That's the sad thing about I Can Fix Her products is they don't.
They can't.
They can't. They can't fix her. But here's what I will say. The electric brush got really close.
I think it worked?
Yeah. Not all the attachments
are very
good.
On your grout, not on your life.
Not on my life. No. But my shower looked good. I have not won the Quidditch Cup. And I'm not head boy, but I didn't have to get the watering can out, and that feels like a victory.
I like that something we've learned about you during this show is that you have offered us two stories, both of which are about you
correct.
Scrolling on TikTok.
I don't go
Are
anywhere.
You okay?
No. No. And that's
you,
why.
I need another
brush.
No, you need an emotional, figurative brush for the grout of your heart.
No. I just need more attachments. I just need more attachments for the brush. I'm fine. Anyway. Lindy, I don't know if the concept of I Can Fix Her is bringing anything up for you.
Mine also came to me via the wide world of social media. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember which influencer I saw using this miracle of engineering, but okay, let me back up.
Yeah.
You know how there's no finer moment in a female woodsman's life than when she goes and gets a fountain soda?
I don't think that's unique to women would.
I think I'm the first one to say it. So the nice thing about a fountain soda, unlimited little bits of ice, little ices, not ISIS. I don't support ISIS, but ice, plural, because at home you have to get the ice tray out of the freezer. You have to twist it to pop them out. Yeah. And then you have to plunk them one by one into the glass.
Yeah.
And then you have to refill it. And then you have to tightrope walk back to the freezer. You have to delicately balance the ice cube tray on top of the other ice cube tray.
Right.
Sometimes.
If you have a refrigerator from 1987.
I'm not a sultan, Megan. I don't have an ice maker on my fridge.
You know what? I still think you're right, though, because even if you did have an ice machine on your fridge and you do like the crushed, It's the worst little crushing you've ever seen in your life.
Plus, your refrigerator is a massive behemoth of a machine. Who knows how to get in there and clean those pipes? Not me. Who knows what could be growing in there?
It's never even crossed my mind.
You got to make sure that your ice is coming out with no mold on
right.
it.
Right.
They're always saying, don't eat the ice from the McDonald's because no one ever cleans those ice.
Who is always coffins? Saying that? Where are they saying are they it? Like,
Quora. Jesus. Reddit. I don't know.
r/ice.
So I found out that you can buy a countertop pebble ice machine.
Oh.
Where you have your very own ice coffin that is small and compact and will just give you as much ice as you want, and you can put it in your cup and it's little pebbles and yeah. you crunch, crunch, crunch on it, and you can do it all day, and you can take it apart and you can clean it, and you're not getting any mold in your mouth. And I want one. Yeah. Megan.
Can let me tell you something that will fix your whole life. You have to buy one.
I recently heard, first of all, they have them at Costco. So I'm
road trip.
Going. And second of all, I feel like obviously the number one problem facing me is hydration. Not because I don't like drinking water, but because I don't like going to the bathroom. It's boring.
It's so boring. Oh my God. I feel like I've never related to a single thing you've ever said in your life as much as that. I hate it. It's so annoying.
It's so annoying. I'm doing something. Oh my God.
God.
So I avoid drinking too much water because I don't want to go to the bathroom. But with pebble ice, it will be irresistible. Yep. My yep. hydration levels will skyrocket. It doesn't stop there, Megan. I am convinced, and you can not dissuade me from this, that if I had a pebble ice machine, I would start doing my nightly face product routine. I would put a serum on. I mm-hmm. would put my retinol. Mm-hmm. I would wear sunscreen because mm-hmm. girls with ice wear sunscreen.
They do.
And I will also do my taxes. And it's all thanks to the pebble ice machine.
Girls with ice do their taxes. They're not in arrears with the IRS. I'm not going to talk you out. I think that's right. I think that's all
really?
Correct. Yes.
Really?
I think it starts with the ice machine and it just radiates really? Out from the ice. You're going to be hydrated. Okay. Your kidneys are going to be healthy.
Oh, my kidneys are going to be popping off.
Popping okay. off.
What have we learned today, Megan?
Buying things solves all your problems.
Yep.
She can be fixed.
We solved it and we're yep. better and we're fixed. And I'm going to Costco right now. Snip, snap, snute, so er de eventyre ute.
Okay, relax. Should we teach them our Norwegian drinking song?
Yes.
So
Svenger vi på seilen igjen. Hi. Skål.
Wait till you find out what that means. It means, so now we are swinging our glasses again. Cheers.
Okay, but what I said, snip, snop, snute, so det eventyre ute, means snip, snop, snute, so now the fairy tale has ended. That's what they say instead of, and they all lived happily ever after.
I like that.
Megan.
Yes.
Guess what?
What? What's happened?
Guess what week it is. It's holiday season week.
Oh, I'm so glad because I freaking love holiday season week. It's one of our top coziest times.
It's true. And we're going to celebrate that in next week's episode, the cozy episode. It's not the colonialism episode. It's the cozy-alonialism episode, which is when you take over your own house and you make it warm.
My favorite cozy thing, I got to say, eggnog. I know there's a lot of haters out there who lie and say they hate eggnog. It's not true. And I'm going to prove it next week's episode.
I can't wait. And I'm going to be talking about my favorite cozy accoutrement, which is something that a lot of you might associate with your grandma. Maybe you think, do they even make those anymore? And yes, they do. And in fact, the technology has gotten even better.
even cozier and even less of an electrocution hazard. Find out what I'm talking about by downloading next week's episode.
That's right. Next week, Lindy and I will be rolling up in our respective burritos. What kind of burrito? You'll have to download next week's episode to find out.
It's a double cliffhanger.
Thank you so much for listening to Text Me Back. You can find me on Instagram at TheLindyWest.
And you can find me at Important, M-E-A-G-A-N. If you like the show, please tell your best friend about us and rate and review us. It helps people find the show.
Text Me Back is a production of KUOW in Seattle, a proud member of the NPR network. Our editor is Jeannie Yandel. Our senior producer is Brandy Fullwood. Our mixer is Jason Burrows.
Our production team includes Michaela Giannotti-Boyle, Amelia Peacock, Alicia Villa, Hans Twite, Brendan Sweeney, and Marshall Eisen.
Our music is by Chief Ahamefele J. Oluo.
Special thanks to our perfect angel, Isolde Raftery.
I'm Lindy West.
And I'm Megan Hatcher-Mays. See you next week.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.